Who? It'll come together eventually. Try it again. I spent a lifetime looking for you. Movie stars and good old times were never true. Playing the fool's game, hoping to win. Listen to sweet lies and losing again. Looking for you in all the wrong places. Looking for you in too many faces. Searching their eyes, looking for traces of what I'm dreaming of. Hoping to find a friend and a brother. I bless the day I discovered Jesus. No more looking for love. I was alone then, no love in sight. I did everything I could to get me through the night. I didn't know where it started or my end. I turned to Jesus, for he is my friend. Looking for you in all the wrong places. Looking for you in too many faces. Searching their eyes, looking for traces of what I'm dreaming of. Hoping to find a friend and a brother. How blessed the day I discovered Jesus. No more looking for love. Came a knocking on my heart's door. You're everything I've been looking for. No more looking for him in all the wrong places. Looking for him in too many faces. Searching their eyes, looking for traces of what I'm dreaming of. Now that I found my friend and my brother, discovered Jesus. No more looking for love. Looking for him in all the wrong places. Looking for him in too many faces. Searching their eyes, looking for traces of what I'm dreaming of. Now that I found my friend and my brother, God bless the day I discovered Jesus. Looking for love.
Okay. We didn't practice that one with our drums. So that's my excuse for him doing perfect and me messing up, especially at the beginning. He nailed it at the beginning. I came in late and at the end. Anyway, God is good. It's a good message though, isn't it? It's a good message, looking, because we are looking all over the place, right? For do, Lord? That sounds like fun. And how do we decide on verse assignments? We know what we're doing on Sunday.
Bill's doing one, and I'm doing the second one.
I guess I'm doing the first one then.
I guess you are. Unless you want me to, I don't care.
I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. Look away beyond the blue.
Do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord. Look away beyond
Savior, you take him to. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him to. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him to. While he's calling you.
Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh do remember me. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh do remember me. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh do remember me. Look away beyond the blue.
We could have extended that, but I decided not to. Because my hand wasn't working right. you're right behind me, right and ready for it. Right and ready. Let's see who else has rolled in here. I'm seeing Ken and Mary on the main page. Oh, somebody else popped on here. Earl Winstead joined. Welcome, Earl. Welcome on. Let me see who's over on the other page. I think everybody's hanging out on the Greg Conrad page and not on the church page. Of course, some people might be watching on the web, too, and that's how that works with it. Okay, now I forgot on this one. We decided that...
Plus two,
but... and
he's doing all of it, and I'm coming in.
Oh, he was doing all of it.
Yeah, he's doing all of it, and I'm coming in on the chorus.
Translate, that means I'm doing all of it.
That means you're doing all of it. I'll sing with you, but... That's...
Thank you.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. When things change and you're down in the valley, don't lose faith, 'cause you're never alone. And the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God in the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God of the night. We talk of faith when we're up on the mountain. The talk comes easy when life's at its best. But in the valley of trials and temptations, that's when faith put to the test. And the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God in the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day to God in the night, the God of the day is still God in the night.
That's what Bill's gonna do. He's gonna down low. Bill will take her down low. Who else has joined? Wayne and Patrice Houston. Well, hello, hello. Oh. We haven't seen them since, since Zion days, right?
Pretty much.
And Stephen Whitlock's joined. Welcome. Again, if you have any prayer requests, go ahead and write them here in the comments. We will write them down, and we'll be lifting them up here in a little bit after we sing a few more songs. So for those who haven't joined us in a while, Thursday nights are our practice nights for our service on Sunday. So anything goes on Thursday night. Oh, actually, what is today, Bruce?
I believe today is Thursday.
It is Thursday. Thursday, Thursday, Thursday. And for those of you who ever enjoyed the Cavalcade of Customs can really appreciate that. Or what was the other? Monster Trucks was the other one? Or what? There's a couple of them they like to share the day. So you could always remember the day that you'd be doing that, right?
Mm-hmm.
believe in Jesus. I believe he is the Son of God. I believe he died and rose again. I believe he paid for us all. And I believe he is here now. Standing in our midst, here with the power to heal now,
with the power to heal,
and the grace to forgive.
Want to bless this melody?
Father God, we come to you today, and we come with a spirit of humility, a spirit of humility, and a spirit of just longing for peace. Longing for peace amid everything that's going on in this week, all of the storms that have tried to pop up and crop up and have tried to distract our attention from you, have pulled us aside and said, hey, look at me over here. I got a big lightning bolt. I'm flashing. I'm making thunder. I'm making sound. And it's all going on over here. But really, you are the sunshine and you are the light. And you are shining down on us, and we are standing in your presence, and we should be seeing your light. But instead, our heads are turned, and we're looking at that storm over there. So God, help us to redirect our eyes. Help us to turn our face towards you, because your face is turned towards us, and that is such a powerful metaphor, because you talk about that time and time again in the Bible. You talk about turning your face towards us, and that is when your favor shines on us. So what do we need to do? We need to turn and see your face shining on us. We need to stop looking away and rejecting your loving glance. So God, I just thank you that you would just come and speak to us and remind us that you are watching us and you are here and your eyes are on us. And so what do we need to be doing? We need to have our eyes on you, God. We need to have our eyes on you, because that is where the truth is. Amen. Amen.
I believe he is the Son of God. I believe he died and rose again. I believe he paid for us all. And I believe he is here now.
Amen. Thank you, Melody. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for blessing us. So, we have Jim Reckle this week sharing the message. And he gave me a closing hymn he wanted to do, but he didn't give me an opening. So I picked one. So there. But it's one you know. And you haven't heard in a little while. Keep going.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, divine. Open my ears that I may hear voices of truth that sendest clear. And while the wave goes on my ears,
silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me. Spirit divine.
Amen. Amen. Open my eyes, right?
You did that well.
Yes, one solid ending. Woo! One of many to roll through. Who else rolled in? Dave Sarber joined in. Mary saying, "There you go, Melody." Mary's thanking you for your prayer. That's awesome.
It's so chilly.
So Jim Reckle had specifically requested this next song. It's called There Is a God. And it's a pretty song. And actually, you know what? I might actually sit on this one because I think it worked out better for me on that one for the style of this song. So, but on Sunday we'll have another instrument in here, either the banjo or the mandolin. I don't know which one I'm going to grab because I'm going to certainly hand the guitar back to Brandon.
Yeah. We'll make it work tonight. It'll sound good.
Always do.
Try and put your arms around 100-year-old tree. Climb up on a horse and let her run full speed. Take a look down at the world from 30,000 feet on the next ride. Watch a flock of birds against the morning sun. Close your eyes and listen to the river run. Catch a firefly in the wind, a raindrop on the tongue. That's right. There is a God. There is a God. There is a God. How much proof do you
I'm not afraid to Pretty tough drum part, wasn't it?
Actually, I think I've got it. That's how my sister was. That's how she was. Woo-hoo! Because she can't whistle either.
My brother can do it.
All right, well, Holly's joined us, and Dave Wilson joined us on the other channel, too. Welcome. Glad you can hang out with us. Okay, so that was going to be our special music. It's a pretty song, isn't it? We've done that here. It's been actually quite a few years.
Yeah.
I think it was in...
It's like 3 years. 2017 is the last time we did it. Was, like November, yeah. I think.
Yeah, I think that's what I wrote on there. Mm-hmm. I think we wrote on there, yeah. And then for offering, then, we've got something else that's kind of fun to do. This is what? No capo on this one.
Less than five. Like, I grew up listening to this song.
Okay, so it's an old song, but we still like it.
We've never played this song here before.
Oh, it says Brave on her mask there.
That's cool.
Nice. I thought I wrote this down for what it is as well. What did we decide?
Five.
Thank you. I didn't write that down. Okay, so Jim actually hands us this. He says, "Hey, Greg, can you guys sing this version of it as well with my soul?" And it was like 12 voice a cappella. And I said, kind of. So here we go. Very traditional. With a little twist, a little a cappella stuff. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well. Though trials would come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul.
It is well.
This glorious thought, my sin not in part, but the whole is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul.
It is well.
It is well. It is well, it is well with my soul.
Fun, fun. Amen is right. Amen is right. One more song and we'll go to a message then. And we ended up leaving this up a cover, didn't we? That's right, because we like this so doggone much. Okay, so, you know, I looked up Christian lyrics. Christian lyrics too. Are we all on the right? This will be covers. What it'll be, whatever, wherever you end up. All right. Okay. So I knew Brandon wasn't going to be here today on Thursday. It'll be your Sunday. I knew he wasn't going to be here today. So I thought, well, I got to pick a song that I have half a chance at playing and singing at the same time. So I decided to drop some Christian lyrics on. And you know, it's funny because the only thing I changed on this is dropped in the word Jesus in a couple spots. Short of that, it's the same song because I think James Taylor kind of loves God too. What do you think? You ready for this?
I don't know.
He is.
All right.
See, he remembers it. Of course he does. I'm ready.
how sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I needed the shelter of someone's arms, and there you were. Needed someone to understand my ups and downs, and there you were. With sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop and thank you, Jesus. I want to stop and thank you, Jesus.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you. I close my eyes at night, wondering where I'd be without you in my life. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seemed I'd been there before. But you brightened up for me all of my days with a love so sweet. So many ways I want to stop and thank you, Jesus. I just want to stop and thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you. To myself, for me there's you and ain't nobody else. I wanna stop and thank you, Jesus. I just wanna stop and thank you, Jesus. Oh yeah. How sweet it is to be loved by you. Oh, sweeter than honey now. How sweet it is to be loved by you. Big finish, huh? How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Nice. Nice editor there, Scott. Nicely done. Thank you. All right. Who else has rolled in? God bless Mary. Saying she gets goosebumps. Mike Harris has joined us too. And Holly, I think I mentioned Holly earlier. That's good. Glad you guys can hang out with us. We're going to, we just finished up with music. We're going to make our way to share a message here. So hang out, hang loose for just a moment. All right, now let's see if I can get the rest of the technology to work here. This is always our greatest challenge is right, take this and this and this. Okay, here we go. Can you hear me now? So we got a little bit of everything here. Yes, ma'am. Rita, come here, Rita. So Rita's getting some testing done, okay? And she got little Gigi's hanging out. Hi, sweetheart.
Get some testing done. I've had numbness from my knee down.
Numbness in your knee?
Just found out I'm diabetic.
They're trying to tell you you're diabetic. We're coming against that in the name of Jesus.
I've seen four doctors in a week, and I get an EMG, which is the doctor ordered more than 5 needles put in my calf of my leg.
So you have to have more than five, you
more
said?
Five.
You have to have more than 5 needles put into your leg to help them determine, put in your calf.
Decide whether it's my back.
To figure out if it's your back or...
There are like 8 diseases. I'm not thinking that's what it is. I think it's my back, but there are 8 diseases that are terminal. And one is not.
Oh, okay. All right. So in other words, the doctor is trying to lay bad news on you, and we're declaring good news for you in the name of Jesus. Okay.
And that's what I'm saying it is. Yeah. That's what I'm claiming it is.
Well, actually, we're claiming full victory for you. How's that? How's that? So, Lord, I thank you in your glorious name that Rita is touched from the top of her head through the soles of her feet, Lord. I thank you that these tests that are done, the doctor shall say, well, wait a second, why are we doing this? Because she is now fully made whole, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, from the top of her head down through the soles of her feet. So we thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Rita, for being here and sharing and blessing. And we're expecting a really good report. Is it tomorrow, you said it is?
No, it's Tuesday.
Tuesday. All right. All right. Well, we're expecting a good report. And saying so long there, Gigi, feel better, get stronger.
She had a good day today.
She had a good day. Excellent. Excellent. That's good. Good. Thanks, Rita.
We love you, Rita.
What's that? Oh, yeah. Enemy's trying to lay down some more tricks, but we come against it in the name of Jesus. Thou shalt not, right? Thou shalt not. Okay, let's see if I try to set this table up so I wouldn't have to keep asking Melody to check this or check that. So let's see if. Let's see if this actually is going to work for me, if it's going to be rude to me, because I'm looking for I'm looking for live, and of course I'm not finding it. Why am I not seeing it here? Why am I not seeing it? Okay. Molly, let's try one more time on this and see if I have any victory with this one. Okay. Hey, look at that. This might actually work. So long, gentlemen. Thank you for being here. Enjoy the rest of your week. Okay. Well, of course, I'm not seeing any. I thought it was in a mode where I could see comments. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. Maybe yes. Maybe no. Well, Melody, you might need to. Oh, there it goes. Yay, comments. I can see comments now. Excellent. Look, yeah, I can finally see comments. Yay. Yay. Big yay. Big yay is right. Oh, so here we are again. Thursday again. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Where's Bruce? You already left. You didn't. Good. God bless him. So I got this fired back up so we can, when we get around to that point of, oh, I forgot to grab my paper. Actually, I only had. Got Mary's friend who's waiting for COVID results is what she said. I'm not clear, Mary, if maybe you can clarify for me if she actually has symptoms or if she's just waiting for results on a test. But regardless, yes, correct. She goes by Mary on Facebook. Okay, well, believe it or not, this morning I posted a scripture for Psalm 23. So God kind of laid it on my heart, just let's explore Psalm 23 a little bit. You know, a number of people have that memorized. You know, it's one of the shorter verses with, losing track, seven verses? Not a lot, but it says so much, right? It says so much within that you just gotta love it. There we go, let's kill that. All right, Psalm 23, and actually there's different versions on it too. We'll be reading here from the New International Version. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not be in want." King James says it a little differently, is what a lot of, at least what I grew up with, listened to it differently. "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not be in want." Boy, aren't we always wanting something, right? Especially in our youth, right? As children, we always want this and we want that. And you know, we don't, as a child, we really don't appreciate that we have the things that we need, because that's expected, right? We expect our parents to have to worry about it, and that is appropriate for a young child. But of course, as we get older, what happens? We start to become more independent and the like. But here what it's saying is the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. So when we're placing our trust in God, as a young child places their trust in a parent, we've got everything we need, all right? And I'm led to go down this path and share a lot of this because I have a few people I've been ministering to on Facebook that have really had a problem grabbing hold of their worth in Christ and their role and how to. I've had one person I've been in contact with that has it all right here. I mean, they believe in God. They've seen God do things in their life.
But this particular person has never really felt what she would call the power of God. All right, she's just never felt that. So that's a big dream for her, right? I really want to feel it. You know, I see these people, and some people are more sensitive, of course, than others. And one of the things, actually, I hadn't shared with her, and I really hope we'll be watching this later. Maybe I'll send her a clip of it. But one of the things that just came to mind is you've probably seen different healing services. You might have even attended some or seen them live, where when hands were laid, people they'd fall on the floor, right? They'd be what they call slain in the Holy Spirit. You know, their knees buckle, they fall down with it. And for many people, that is a real experience. For some people, it's kind of a learned experience. They see others do it. Oh, I'm supposed to fall. You know, so they do that. And I share that because I went to a church once where I know some people generally are like that. But the guy had his hand on my chest. He was praying for me. And he wanted me to fall because he kept pushing. He kept going like this. It was hilarious. He wasn't, you know, slammed, but it was kind of like, you know, try, come on. You know, it's like, but here's the piece, though, that I want this lady in particular to grab hold of. And that is, in order for the power of God to be able to flow, to really flow through, it can't be through a person that is just slain in the spirit at every little whiff, right? Think about that. There has to be a certain amount of, for lack of a better word, insulation, all right, for the power of God to flow through me and not knock me flat on my butt. Okay, you see what I'm saying? Okay, so I say to this person that is saying, I've never really felt that. It's like, look, God uses people like you that aren't really feeling it to just let it fly through. Now, don't get me wrong, I'll feel the power of the Spirit in that. And for me, when I really feel the Holy Spirit powerfully, I usually get teary-eyed. You know, that's just how when I usually read Melody too. Okay, she's shaking her head. Melody too. Yeah, you got that for me. Well, okay, that's a generational gift, I guess, if you will. But you know, and of course, I'll feel peace and other things too at different times. But when I really feel it powerfully, I mean, that, you know, yeah, I just, the tears well up, and tears are a great release. But that was a far stretch from the Lord as my shepherd, wasn't it? What, Melody? A follow up. Here, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let me make sure that everybody can hear you. Okay. Go ahead.
So I'm just wondering, with your knowledge base, what are the ways that people can feel God? Like, I know for some people it's crying. For other people, it's they feel this sense of immense peace. For some people, it's like heat or cool or something like that. So what are the ways that you know about, like, laundry list wise? Like, what's the list of stuff you know about?
You kind of hit most of them. Okay, I'm going to mute your mic. But yeah, no, you've pretty much hit most of them. Yeah, absolutely. I shared with you in July of 2008 when I received my healing. We had people coming, there was four of us there, and we had people coming forward. We felt the heat, the cold, the tingling. Other ways that people can feel it, you're correct. They can, you know, the hot, the cold, the heat, the tingling, the crying. What about Debbie? What other interesting little ways of, do you have to tag on with that? You probably have some.
I would think, have something to do with your breath, breathing.
Okay.
Because, you know, when you realize that's happening.
Oh, the gasp, right?
Yeah.
Okay, oh, good. Yeah. Good. Good. You've experienced it like that, or you've seen it?
Yes.
You have. Okay.
Nice. But I would think what you've already talked about.
Yeah, there's a lot of the common ones. What about you, Linda?
Singing.
Singing, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Singing when you get in the end of praise, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Linda.
I have to go back to my grandmother.
Your grandmother?
To say this.
Okay.
My grandmother, our grandmother was a spiritualist. And I have her in me. You know what spiritualist is?
No.
Okay. And I have her in me all the time.
Amen.
But when I get her, and I have not gotten her for a long time, my arm will be hot,
okay.
Cold, warm, all the same time.
All the same time, hot and cold.
And I know she was there.
Excellent. So that's how you feel the spirit like that.
Yes. And I know what's going to happen before they know what happened. If I might say something.
So premonition. Something yes. that, okay.
I might say something to Debbie, and she don't argue with me.
Right.
Because of the way I say it, right?
Well, and actually, that's a good point you bring up, because sometimes the premonition part of it, sometimes we kind of have that bad feeling before something happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we might not associate, we want to associate a feeling of the Holy Spirit with all the good stuff, right? And that actually is good from the Spirit in the sense that it's warning you, it's protecting you. But it's not really the feel-good.
Another one I just thought of too, man, as you were sharing that, it reminded me, you remember, especially through reading of the pilgrims coming over, right? You remember reading of the Shakers and the Quakers, okay? And the Shakers got their name from when they felt the Holy Spirit, their entire body would just shake. They couldn't hardly control themselves. That's why they were called the Shakers. The Shakers and the Quakers. You know, they would quake and shake. So there's another. It still ends up being a physical manifestation, obviously. Yeah, it's just different for everybody. And be interesting if we get anybody else commenting on Facebook. Well, how they they feel. Oh, actually, Mary did reply back. I was asking about if the lady actually had symptoms or not. She said a group she hangs with, a few of them tested positive, but she hasn't heard yet. Okay, so she doesn't have any symptoms now. So we're declaring the victory, symptoms or not. We're declaring the victory for her, right? Right. Big yes and amen. That's right. Well, that was verse one. Shall we go on to verse two? See where verse two takes us. Good thing it's a short psalm. Okay. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. Verse two. He makes me lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside quiet waters. Now here's something that's really, really interesting. Very, very interesting. The valley of, oh gosh, I want to get say Gethsemanard or something to be in G-E-T-H. Anyway, not Gethsemane. There is a, oh, sorry, duh. The valley of the shadow of death. It begins with a K, actually. Anyway, so you've heard, and actually, I'm jumping ahead, aren't I, with the valley of the shadow of death. Ask me about the valley of the shadow of death when we get to that one. All right, when we get to that, I'm jumping ahead. But anyway, so he makes me to lie down in green pastures. Green pastures, of course, meaning growth and abundance, right? He leads me beside quiet waters. Quiet, obviously, is peaceful. There's not turbulence. It's good. It's calming, right? Melody?
The way it's worded, I don't know if this was the right interpretation or not, but the way it's worded says he makes me lie down beside green waters, makes me lie down in green pastures. It makes me think of God being like, sit! It's like, we want to keep running around and yeah. doing all this other stuff, and God is like, sit down!
Well, he does.
I'm trying to help you here.
The King James actually does use the word makes, doesn't it?
Yeah!
He makes me lie down.
That's what you just read.
And this one actually talks about leading me.
Oh.
No, actually, no, you're right. The first verse said, he makes me lie. You're correct. He makes me lie down. Makes me lie. Huh, you're doing great. You guys are doing great. You're just, see, and you thought this was going to be quick. That's right. He makes me lie down. And really think about this. Of course, we have free will, obviously. So, but when this says he makes us, essentially he's enticing us. He's showing us, like, oh, come on. How could you not, right? How could you not just enjoy this? That's good stuff. In verse 3 then, he restores my soul, he guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So he restores my soul there, which of course the verses prior to that obviously is good for restoration, that peace. And that's where restoration comes from, right? That restoration comes from the peace. Verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Now I can talk about the valley of the shadow of death. And it begins with a key. It's the Kahendron. Anyway, I got to look it up for you. But for the valley of shadow of death, a lot of people think of, yeah, look it up. It's a valley of something, but they call it the valley of shadow of death. And actually, if you can find an image of it, Melody, bring it up. Because the fascinating thing with the valley of shadow of death, what do you envision? Barrenness, right? You know, absolute, just totally barren. I mean, nothing. Wasteland, right? Wasteland. That's scary.
My body.
Okay. But that's when we think of the valley of the shadow of death, we're thinking about that. Right? But when you actually look at that picture, I don't know if you found it, Melody. But when you find that, you actually notice when you see an image of the Valley of Shadow, it's not 100% black and bleak, or you know, dark and wasteland. It's not at all. It actually has little patches of green that you can survive. I mean, you can survive in this. This isn't like total Death Valley, okay? This actually is. There actually is growth. There's green growth there. There's actually are valleys in that where, you know, where streams will actually run through. Not all the time. You know, at certain times of the year, obviously, it does it. But the point is, there is growth. And what this specifically was referring to is the shepherds would have to herd the sheep through the Valley of the Shadow of Death. And the way they do it is just going to, through these little green spots to make their way until they finally got through, all right? And but the point on that being is God guides us. God guides us on that. So even though I walk through the Valley of Shadow of Death, I will fear not, right? I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, meaning the Lord is my shepherd, they comfort me. Did you end up finding it, Melody? Or she's looking it up. Oh, it's in black and white. That won't do you any good. But anyway, nope. I'll find you a good image on it. Verse 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil and my cup overflows. That's one of my favorites right there, right? Think about that one. In verse 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I mean, it's just the ultimate. It's the ultimate insult, right? It's just the ultimate insult when your sworn enemies seen you elevated, right? In this case, honored, right? They're honored with that. So God essentially is saying, "I'm going to honor you above all these people that have been bad mouthing you." Uh oh, you got something? I'm ready.
I keep interrupting. I'm sorry.
You're fine. This
one I actually found on Facebook, so hopefully it's dependable. But it sounded dependable. but it said that. When you anoint your head with oil, since it's referring to, you know, Jesus is the shepherd for the sheep. So sheep would tend to get tangled up in like these briars and things like that. And so what the shepherd would do to get them out is he would pour the oil on top of their head so that they could get out. Because if not, or no, was it briars? No, I'm sorry. It was like little bugs. That's what it was. It was little bugs that would get into their fur. And so it would drive the sheep crazy, and so they would start bashing their head up against rocks to try and get it off of them, and that's how they would die sometimes. So when the shepherd anointed the sheep's head with oil, that was killing off all those tiny little bugs and gross things in essence. And so that's how the sheep were able to keep going. And so I think that's a really neat parallel.
Correct. That is correct, yeah.
Okay. Was it bugs? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah,
good. Good. That's real glad you found that. That's exactly right. So that's exactly what this is making reference to. Yeah. You know, a lot of times when we read this in today's world, right, we didn't grow up with the sheep, right? We didn't grow up with all these little things. But yet for the people that this is originally written for, King David writing the psalm to us, hey, I get it. I know exactly what you're talking about. You're absolutely right. That's how God does stuff. Yeah, it is good. It is good, isn't it? Let's see.
Let's see what else.
Sheep were stupid. Yep. But aren't we stupid?
We are.
Yep.
We are.
Sometimes when you compare us to where we should be or what we should be doing, but God's just going to hang out there with us no matter what we do.
Amen. Mel, do you remember there was a Bible school thing? We like sheep.
We like sheep.
Sheep is what we are.
Yeah.
Okay, you remember that? Okay.
But that's you did all I remember.
That was, gosh, well, you were probably five, seven, something like that. You were young when that one was out. We like sheep. Where was I here? Okay, so you anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Melody, thank you. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So, the closer, right? Verse 6, the closing statement. It's just because of all these great things, surely goodness and love will follow me. Melody, you were telling me when you went to the... Melody, she shared earlier at the beginning about going to the zoo. And one of the things was kind of hanging over the heads was the threat of rain. And so Melody, you were with Karen and Katie and a couple of Katie's friends, I believe, right? That's all right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Melody has shared with me. She says, Lord, thank you. We're just going to have great weather, be a great time, no rain. So what is it you told me? That it's pretty much when you got back out to the car, when you left?
I was walking to the car as we were exiting the zoo.
What day was this?
That was on Tuesday. Yeah, because I had just prayed in advance. I was like, God, it's going to be a great day, you know. Things are going to go wonderfully and beautifully. It's going to be blessed. And so there were clouds hanging over our heads the entire time, but the weather was great. Temperate, you know, not too hot, not too cold. And so right as we were leaving, that's when it started to spit and then begin to rain. After we'd already gone through everything. And I was like, thanks, God. That was really cool.
That is good. That is really good. Really, really good indeed. All right. I haven't seen any of the prayer requests come in through on Facebook today, right now anyway. So I'll just start right with you, Melody. We kind of got the camera looking your way, got the microphone looking your way.
So I have one prayer request. I got to pull it up here for T-Dog. So he's been, I know he shared about his liver being problematic and trying to figure out what in the world's going on, because it's more of like he's feeling lightheaded and he's just really not sure why it's happening, and we're trying to figure out why it's happening. So basically we're just praying that this lightheadedness goes away, and so the doctor will find nothing, because there is nothing, because he's going to be feeling fine. He said it pops up sporadically, so it's not one of those things where, like, if he's not feeling it right now, we pray he's going to be like, oh, I'm fine, because he's already feeling fine. But prayer is that it's not going to come back, and that he will just be fully healed and fully restored.
Amen.
That's the biggest one. And then the joy, obviously, the zoo was so, so fun. I loved it. And then just in general, a joy is that I've been spending time with my friends before, you know, we all go back to school, and in these last couple weeks I've been spending time with them, and it's just, it's been nice.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, ladies. Debbie?
I will be working extra days. Herbie and Karen are on their, tomorrow they will be on their way to Wilmington, Delaware for a book conference and published conference. And so I'll be doing extra work, and just that I keep my, I can do it all.
Your
weight's right. Yeah, well, strength. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, I'm looking forward to it. My friend Brandon, who I have met through the store, he is taking the apartment upstairs, and it is working out well for him. And he's going to come in Saturday when I'm working, so it'll be good to see him.
Excellent.
Today was interesting in that two ladies came in who are totally deaf, and one was able to talk a little, but they communicated hands. And so I said, God, I have to take my mask off, because she has to be able to read my lips. And so it was good for me to try to, I mean, I know nothing about sign language.
Right.
Tried to help them. She was looking for a Bible, and the one lady was, and she found one that she liked, and before she paid for it, she took it, and she went, she was so excited.
Excellent.
And it was very, very good. I sold a lot of Bibles today. And Karen said that she has been selling a lot of Bibles.
Wonderful.
So I think people are concerned. They want to find out what's going on. So what better way to do it than the Word of God?
Excellent.
Yes.
And something just popped into my head. I have to ask if you probably don't do it now, but so I'll offer it as a suggestion. Because as you mentioned, a lot of people are buying Bibles now, because of course they're finally starting to figure out, oh, this world isn't as stable as it once felt used to be. So they're getting in their Bibles. I wonder if you consider writing up a little sheet or something with some scriptures for them that kind of focus, that would give them some peace through the
through all this.
You might want to do that and slide it in the book with them or whatever. Yeah. So give them something to live
through. Start with Peter.
Yeah, because that yeah. Well, for that matter, I mean, yeah, we've talked about the recommended readings and that too. I mean, if people have never read their Bible, I always recommend people read the book of James first. You know, for the, because it's short. It says, "Here's how a Christian is supposed to live," and then get into the Gospels. Yeah, I know what you mean.
But, and then, but yeah. Psalm 91.
There you go. No, really, seriously. Yeah. Think about that. Make up a sheet that you can just a little flyer to shove in there with, and they'll be. I'm sure they appreciate it. I'd love for you bringing it here too. I'd love to see what you put together. That'd be awesome. That's awesome. That's neat. That's good to hear. Good to hear. So yeah, Lord bless those ladies and all the people coming in and getting your word.
And there was a woman that came in today who has moved here from, I'm thinking she said North Carolina, and she's lived there for 35 years, and now she has moved back. She said that several times, but never went on to say why, so I did not ask her. And but she's looking for a church, but she wants it to be non-denominational. But then she said she really would prefer Baptist. That's a denomination to me.
That sounds like a denomination. Okay, but anyway. So does she live in the area?
Yes. I told her where I thought there was a Baptist church near the store and where she lives. And so I invited her, of course, to ours. And her name was Deborah.
Wonderful.
Which was cool, because then we talked about that we were named for the biblical Deborah. And
a judge, yes.
But, so that was good. She was searching.
Excellent.
And she was good. That's
good. Beautiful. Thank you.
Dan, can I interrupt real quick?
Yeah.
I forgot to mention that Carolyn and gang are driving home from Hilton Head.
Oh, yes.
This weekend, so we need to pray.
Carolyn and crew. Yeah, they've had an interesting trip in Hilton Head. They had different things breaking in the condo. In the condo. Different water was turned off yesterday for a while. I mean, which wasn't a problem while they were on the beach. When they got back in the beach, they wanted to get a shower and the water was still off. But I think it came on like 30 minutes later, so it wasn't that bad for them.
I didn't know about that.
Oh, yeah. I got the full inside scoop.
Oh, sure you did.
You better believe it. Oh, Debbie has another one.
People in California, just, you know, they're just bombarded with the COVID, and now they have all the fires. And it's, the fires are just absolutely horrible. They've had a couple lives taken, and just devastation. I mean, so we need to be with them.
Amen.
And then, of course, we've got the hurricanes coming up. Bottom part of California, and then in the Atlantic.
And yep, on both coasts, yeah.
And Puerto Rico could be hit again.
Hitting from all sides.
Yep. Sorry.
That's right. Well, I was going to be last anyway.
Yeah.
First shall be last, and the last shall be first.
I have to say, this week was a wonderful week at B&V.
Good.
I never had a week like I had this week.
Tell me more.
Well, first off, you know about the auction. And I'm part of the auction.
The auction, right?
If you go on my Facebook, you will see me in the auction.
Excellent.
They have a little, what do you call it?
Pre-video to tell about it.
Oh, really?
And I'm part of it. Like I said, you don't see me, but I'm there.
Okay.
Tuesday, I was walking to the bathroom, and the local says to the officer, Decolorous!
Decolorous, love it.
And I was headed to the bathroom and I stopped. I said, you just said Decolorous. So, yes. So, all afternoon, I would say, day course.
So this was a person who's been on the walk to Emmaus, or they only knew the word?
No, she don't even know about basketball.
Oh, now you have something to talk about now.
She learned this when she was 5 years old.
Oh, excellent.
And some such.
So she said that, did she say that just because she was making reference to your shirt? Customs
no.
Or anything, or she just said it?
She just said it.
Excellent.
And I heard it. So to the day, so I was taking day course all week after that. And I work on this pizza for 3 weeks. It's big, and we have a pizza for 3 days later.
I don't have my phone with me.
It's on here.
It's on your phone?
Yes. And it's this big.
Okay.
And it's a butterfly. Four butterflies, I think. But each box is different things. And I put all together. Now, how I do this, I have no idea. But Wednesday, I got done with the picture. When I got done with the picture, I said, hallelujah, because it was done.
You sure you didn't say De Cloris?
The name of De Cloris, I named it.
Okay.
Because I was going to name it something I always say. But I'm not going to tell you this to athletes, because I don't want them to hear what I say.
Okay.
Oh,
Hot damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was going to name it that name.
Okay.
I said, nope. I'm not going to do it. So, I decided to name it Day Course. Do you know what Day Course means?
All the colors.
Right. And all day I kept saying, I'm so high. And the worker said,
Linda, I'm so what?
High.
You didn't say hi.
Yes. And
I'm glad we know you.
She says, you shouldn't say that. I said, why? I didn't say it, but I was thinking, oh yes. And I know why.
You're high in spirit, not drugs.
Yes.
The English language is so messed up.
And so when I got done with the pistol, for the first time since I went to VV, I was so proud of myself. When everybody came in, I hollered, come look at this, because I was so excited.
That's pretty. It's an abstract.
And I'm going to sell it. Even when I was doing it, I know I was going to sell this picture.
Right.
And I would like to say $200. But I went back down and said 150. Because if I say it at 3V, I won't get the whole 150.
Right.
But I'll get
70%.
Okay. Of it. So I would get more money.
On the auction, her mechanical butterflies.
I haven't seen that. The mechanical butterflies.
It's going for 150.
Wow, fantastic.
It has had 9 bids. Excuse me, 8. Her other one, her clock, lost it. is 45, did I say 55?
Yeah.
Nice. Good fundraiser.
Yeah. And I didn't give you the words you were supposed to put in after you bring it up.
Okay.
We'll
update it.
But some of them are really doing well. I just hope that it picks up at the end of the week because it's you know, there are two, three more days. And that's where they get a lot of their money. And if they were doing it in person, I mean, some of these things would be going for thousands of dollars. I mean, people really bid big money. And
nice.
They're just not, this is her clock.
Yeah, I've seen the clock. Yeah, that's that's awesome.
And that one's going for $45,000.
Excellent.
So.
That's fantastic. It's a good fundraiser.
Now, with my piece with the wind up, I didn't make it by myself.
Your wind up?
The lady who does was made the piece for it. And then I made the butterflies. And then she finished it.
Nice.
And that's why you have a, or the way you can do this auction, if I go with, you know, person who does art. Like, if you want to do with me, you can do that because I'm an artist.
Okay.
Is this it?
Yes, that's the piece.
Okay. What's that one?
This is her abstract that she finished.
Wow. That is abstract. That's awesome. Nice.
That's pretty good.
And I love the way I did.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. I haven't seen anything other.
I'm sorry.
Any, no, you're fine. I haven't seen any other.
Switch mics here. I haven't seen any other prayer requests come in on Facebook. So, you have another one? Mm-hmm. Well, it was earlier, yes. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay, good. We'll do that. I can't remember which part of it was, but they say it was his fault initially on that, or? Okay. Well, we'll lift up for God's mercy, God's justice. Because it is God's stuff. I tell you what, I want to do. Okay, so anyway, let's lift all this to God. All right, because our God is good and our God is able. So Lord, we just thank you by your amazing grace. I thank you, Daddy, for your gifts. I mean, Psalm 23, how you just are always there. You provide for all of our needs. You bring us to a place where we can just be in your perfect peace as we rest in that green, lush valley. And all of our needs are met. The peace flows, Lord. And you set us down at a place of honor in front of our enemies as the enemies just freak out. And those enemies, Lord, in today's world right now, of course, is the demons of darkness, the demons of fear in particular, that are just wreaking havoc, finding any excuse, anything they can use to grab and hold people in some form of fear. So, Lord, we thank you as all the hooks, all the lies, all the deception, all of it is just exposed, and it is exposed by the truth in your word, Lord Jesus, the truth in your word. And, Daddy, I know that we live on a fallen world, and sickness and disease tends to run rampant through here. But bless God, you sent your Son, Yeshua Christ Jesus, to be our healer, our deliverer, our savior, all these things. And Lord, I just thank you in the same way that we accept Christ Jesus as our savior, which is a decision, right? We make that choice. Yes, I agree. Jesus is the Son of God. Yes, I agree. I am a sinner. Yes, I agree that Jesus died for my sins. In that same way, that same process, Lord, that we accept Jesus also as our healer. There's nothing that disqualifies us from healing. We tend to listen to the lies of the devil that says, you can't receive this, you're not worthy of this. You know, think of all the bad things you've done, focus on that. Jesus says, no, I flush those things away. Focus on me, focus on Jesus. Focus on the goodness and the healing in Jesus Christ. So Lord, we're lifting up many here today, and Lord, especially for Mary's friend, who's dealing with some fear right now, not knowing where this COVID garbage is messing with. So we thank you, Daddy, that shall be fully, fully null and void, as she is made perfectly whole. For Rita, we prayed for her earlier, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that Rita is made whole. Every step she takes walking out of this place, every moment, her body is made stronger and stronger and brought into the perfect balance the way that you created it, Lord Jesus. For Lord, you created us. It's an amazing thing that you created from us. Our bodies are repairable. You know, they are. Nothing is impossible for you, Lord. And even in just totally, when you're not specifically getting involved, meaning when somebody just cuts their finger in this, and what happens? The skin regrows. It regrows, and that you designed our bodies to heal themselves. So, Lord, I thank you. Guide us. Bring us to you, to your place. We're thanking you, Lord, for a good report for Tyler, as he has no more of this lightheaded stuff, as the report that comes back from the doctor, you know, confirms it and just says, hey, you are healed, you are free, you are forgiven. God is good. Thank you, Daddy, for great joys. Rue Valley, Kangaroo Valley at the zoo, and for Karen and the family getting their little 5 seconds of fame on the TV. On the TV with that was all fun. Thank you, Lord, that Debbie's sharing at the store that people are coming to get more of your word. They're seeking your word, and they're wanting that Lord Jesus in a hard copy and something they can hold in their hands. They can get it online, they can get it on their phones, but boy, isn't there something about when it's in paper like this, right? There's just something about that. You can write your notes in it. You can just absorb it in a different way than you can when you're just reading it on your phone. And there's nothing wrong with reading on your phone. I mean, if that's what you can do. But a lot of the Bible, and Debbie, I have to ask you, I didn't ask you, the Bibles you've been selling, have a lot of those been study Bibles or just straight Bibles?
One was a study Bible.
One was a study one?
And the other two were not.
Okay. Others were not.
But the one...
Even the ones that were not, did they have like little, they're probably little footnotes or something to explain some of the things. Okay, good, good. And that's the important part, right? Yeah, and good. The study Bibles are huge because it's one thing, it's just words until the Holy Spirit helps reveal it to you. And the way the Holy Spirit helps reveal it is through the study Bible, the extra notes. You'll start to read that. I get it now.
It's not only just study, but application.
Application, right. Yeah. Exactly. I have one of the first ones that it was gifted to me, I think it was from my mom, actually. It was the LAB, Life Application Bible. Keyword, application. Apply. Exactly. That's good. So thank you, Lord. Your word is truth. So thank you. Thank you, Daddy, that all these people that are getting this. And Lord, I thank you that you give Debbie some inspiration here to go ahead and fill out that sheet. Read these scriptures during these times. If you've never read your Bible before, read it like this. If you're in fear, read these scriptures. You know, just... It'll come to you. We're blessing God and thanking God that we're going to see that. Thank you, Lord, that Debbie was able to reach out to these deaf ladies that came in. That's awesome. That's great. You learned a lot, and they were blessed, and that's just fantastic. And for this woman, from North Carolina, all the people that come to the store, Lord, I just thank you. And for Herb and for Karen and their journeys, let it be productive. Let it be financially beneficial. Give them great favor, Lord. Show them the way. Bring them the things so you can just share and bring your word. We're thanking you, Lord, for your travel mercies, your protections as our loved ones travel, for Carolyn and crew on their way back, and many others, I'm sure, that are listening or will be listening, that are doing these things. And Lord, there's a lot of what man would call natural disasters coming along, fires, hurricanes in California and Florida, all the coastal areas, and we just thank you, Jesus, that you for your protection, your protection of peace and love in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. At V&V has been having a good time. Linda had a good week at V&V. That's fantastic. And blessings on this auction. It raises the monies that it needs to be to get what, the van? Still need a van, right? Probably need two now, don't you? That's right. This doesn't go to the van. So it's a different way. Well, we're still proclaiming the victory then for that, right? That a donor will come forward.
All the pencils and what they need.
Okay, all the supplies, art supplies and that. Art supplies and staff, fantastic. That's what the auction's good for. And I'm especially liking how you heard someone spoke the word decaloris to you. all the colors, all the peace, right? All the joy, all the love. That makes me want to sing. De Colores. I don't remember all the words. How many times have I sung it? I don't remember all the words. Of course, there's how many verses? Like 25 verses if you do all of them.
All the way home.
All the way home.
I can do this.
And
we said in Spanish.
Oh.
Excellent. Nice.
Cool.
But the one artist said.
They did in Spanish.
Oh, I said, "Calm down a little bit."
That's funny. That's funny.
Okay.
Well, all right. Well, we're gonna say goodbye to our Facebook friends here, and we gotta have her do what the people say, right?
What the people say?
Amen. Amen. Glad you could hang out with us. Remember, your healing belongs to you because of what Jesus has done. Make it a great, awesome, and amazing week, folks. We will see you on Sunday, hopefully.
Yeah.
On here and on the church page. You know, all kinds of stuff we do with that. Remember, just make it a great and amazing week. We love you.